And kicking it off this morning for us, Dr. Ty Witt with the 7 Acres Foundation, the Community Center at Lake Chelan. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Boy, so much excitement is building around this community center. Fill us in on where things are.
Well, it's really crazy, and I hope everybody's heard about it by now. It really is becoming a real project. It's going to happen, and so many of the people that have put their energy, their brains, their ideas, their input, their desires, I mean, it's really coming together, and we really are looking forward to quite a possible groundbreaking this year.
Mm.
So,
wow.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. So let's just dive right into it. You're a busy doctor doing lots of things, but what made you decide to become involved with the 7 Acres Foundation?
Well, it just really fits into my, kind of my vision for life. You know, it's got a very multi-purpose to it, a lot of things going on. It serves the needs of a lot of different people, a lot of different demographics, a lot of different styles, you know, a lot of different hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved here 10 years ago, it's always been a wonderful place. I had an instant affinity to the valley here, but it did, even though my kids aren't here, it did feel like we were missing something for that youth enrichment, a place for the kids to go, a place for businesses to start up,
yeah,
a place to congregate, a place to work out, exercise. And this community center really felt like it fit into that vision that I would like to be part of.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had learned there had been a desire for it in the past, and it just didn't quite get enough action to happen.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to get to try it again.
So
to phase two here.
I know you're involved in a lot of things. Chelan City Council, you're a member of Rotary. So have you been able to rally some support from those organizations for the community center?
Yeah, and both of those organizations, City Council, certainly any infrastructure, anything for the citizens, or even just all the people in the area, not just the city of Chelan, but anything that's going to help out citizens and locals,
mm-hmm,
is of interest to City Council.
Yeah.
And for Rotary, one of our pillars, one of our special interests has to do with youth education and health and wellness. So the community center really fits into that,
yeah,
on both aspects.
Yeah,
fit right into my interest.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this, from a personal standpoint, because there's so many elements that are coming together as part of this community center, what gets you the most excited about it?
Well, we always knew the building was going to be well engineered and well designed so that it could be used for all kinds of different purposes. And it would be very flexible, very open. There's still some spaces that can be designed, whether it's a business or a childcare center or, you know, whatever it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the outside spaces are what has really excited me the most, because that really wasn't part of the original design. It was really the building originally, you know, the gym,
mm-hmm,
and its purposes, the commercial kitchen and its purposes, and then some of the other office space. But the outside has really taken on a new life. And the pickleball courts that we really want to expand into, the sand volleyball courts. The pool was huge when Swim World came up and wanted to make that happen.
Yeah.
And all this outside space and growth has really been exciting to really round out this community center. And I think it's also gained a lot more interest from everybody else, because one of the things we were struggling with was the pool. And so there was a significant number of people who really felt strongly that we should have a pool and didn't want to support it if it didn't have a pool.
Mm.
But we couldn't afford the pool. So now that that's coming around, it seems like we've gained another huge, you know, demographic of our population that really feel like the pool was important.
That's
and
clear.
We agreed. We just didn't have the money for it. Now we do.
So here we are. Let's pretend now we've got this thing built. We've got this amazing community center here in the Lake Chelan Valley. How's it going to be managed? What's the plan for sustainability?
Well, our design of it is that it is completely sustainable. We are using grants and donations and may end up having to borrow some portion to finish it off. We hope we don't have to, but we might. And if we do, there'll be some debt service. But all of that should be able to be serviceable by our sponsors. There's going to be people that are in the building using it, paying rent. That combined with some small usage fees, there's going to, you know, people need to sign up for monthly or annual memberships to the pool, for example, or the volleyball. K Beach is going to, you know, pay to use the courts. Real Life Church is going to be a major sponsor to be in the gym, and all there's 10 of them, so far that are either signed or ready to go or still talking about it. And those funds, that income will be able to sustain a group of employees mm-hmm. that will be managed and function to support and maintain the community center.
Wow. That's fantastic. Good stuff. If people want to get involved maybe with their time or their resources, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, Ray is she's our executive director, and she can be, her number is on the website. We have cc@lakechelan.org is directly to the community center or the 7 Acres Foundation website. Either one of those has our contact information and donation. And it's also got all the updates of when we expect different events to happen through our timeline throughout the year.
Wow. Exciting times, to be sure. Anything else you want to get out there this morning, Doctor?
Well, if people don't know, originally we were at a 9-acre site out over in the commercial area of town. It was still fairly convenient and close. We thought it was a good site. But working with the lookout and the housing trust, we were able to take a change of venue, and we're actually going to be right now at the right past the roundabout at the base of the lookout, kind of in a much more convenient location between Manson and Chelan rather than kind of out on the outskirts of Chelan and really within a walking distance of downtown. So when you drive by between your trips to Chelan and Manson, you'll see that community center logo right out there in the field at the base of that lookout.
Yeah.
And that's where our new home's going to be.
That's going to be great. Yeah, it is going to be great. Keep us posted. We want to definitely keep everyone informed and rally the troops where we have to. So, Dr. Ty Witt, appreciate the call this morning.
Right, Jeff, thank you for your time and thank you for the questions.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. You too. Dr. Ty Witt with the 7 Acres Foundation, the community center at Lake Chelan. Man, oh man, it is definitely getting exciting.